Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me and Justin Marie right now, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios, that little house up top, Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Got Zach Berry coming up to join me here shortly. Zach Berry of the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, to fill on three. That QR code on your screen right there, where is it? That way, right there. That QR code is for the Ole Miss Spirit. So if you're a new member and want to try us out, as it's been kind of a chaotic day. Well, not really. It's just been a very loud day. A lot of buyout talk today. And we're going to cover all of it here on Talk of Champions. Zach Berry, like I said, coming in here shortly. And if you want to try us out, this QR code right there is for the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com to fit it on three. Sign up today. $1 for new members. If you want to help out me, Zach, my guy Brad Logan, how you can help us most, that QR code on your screen. Sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, definitive on three. Yeah, a lot of buyout talk today all across the interwebs, be it at the Ole Miss Spirit, certainly on Twitter. I'm sure it's elsewhere too. And we're going to talk all about it as well as some recruiting stuff with Zach coming up. Hello to all that are already in the chat, including at 19 James McDonald says hottie toddy in the chat. Welcome in. At the Jeep Adventure says hottie toddy. At the underscore revolution says, hey Ben, how goes it? Goes well, my friend. Thank you for joining us. And then we'll start here with at Apex3-D. Hey, Ben, hope you're doing well. I am. Hope you're doing well as well. God is good all the time. Can you give me your thoughts on what Locked On LSU said about this? Speaking of the buyout stuff. Said it was petty. It shows how desperate Ole Miss is. I'm an Ole Miss fan and longtime watcher. If you didn't know already, that's kind of where we're going to start anyway. We were going to talk about this buyout language stuff. It's the title of the show. Keith Carter was on this show a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that we didn't really talk about then, but certainly came from that and some reporting at the Ole Miss Spirit that you can read about, is this buyout stuff. And what does it mean? Well, let's start there. What does it mean? Well, number one, LSU, well, the players themselves owe Ole Miss money, their representation, whoever, owe Ole Miss money, buyout money that was due on July 1. Now, let me make sure I've got it exactly the way it needs to be. So I'm pulling it up. I don't want to tell you incorrectly. I want to make sure you get the facts right about it. Yeah, LSU, the players, still owe Ole Miss nearly $1 million in player buyouts. Here's the story I kind of wrote about it on the Ole Miss Spirit a couple of weeks ago. It was due on July 1. They haven't paid them out. It's for Prince William, Mon Mielen, and Devin Harper. There was a July 1 deadline. LSU, or the player themselves, owe Ole Miss $590,000. Ole Miss is owed $590,000 for Mon Mielen and $407,000 for Harper. And what that has led to is some interesting discourse across the interwebs. Zach Berry joins us to talk about it now. Hey, Zach, what's up, man?
Hello.
How are you? What do you think about this buyout stuff, friend?
If I'm being totally honest, I'm really sick and tired of talking about LSU. Could care less, but it's not my money, so I understand the people that want it back. Yeah, I mean, who could have ever seen this coming? You know, it's almost like a bunch of people mentioned this was a possibility months ago. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like somebody is having money problems right now. So could be the case.
It's interesting to see or hear the discourse. Matt Moscona, being one of them, he does Locked On LSU, essentially saying, and I'm paraphrasing because I didn't watch it. It's just certainly been something I've been asked about in comment sections on Twitter, on the Ole Miss Spirit message board, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliative on three, sign up today for $1. That Ole Miss got just the latest show of how Ole Miss got taken to the woodshed in some way. That's the way it was kind of portrayed to me. With the Lane exit, the way Ole Miss got taken to the woodshed by Lane in all ways and making Keith Carter look like the nerd getting stuffed into a locker. That's essentially what Matt Moscona said. I want to make a couple things pretty crystal clear here. Number one, ever since Lane has basically had his socials taken away, Matt has become the walking personification, the walking totem for whatever Lane wants to spew out because he didn't have a Twitter account anymore. But also, if we're going to try to argue this from a good faith perspective, Zach, and that's what we're going to try to do here and now, before we get to things that we actually care about. If anyone looked weak in the exit, it was Lane. You took less money. You left a place that revered you. You weren't allowed to coach the playoffs. You threw a fit otherwise. You said, I'm going to take all the roster and take coaches with you. You took everyone but one of the offensive staff, but none of the defensive staff, and you only got four players. Sounds to me like if anybody got took to the woodshed, it was him. That got stuffed in the locker, it was him. Ole Miss would have been sitting in the cuck chair had it allowed him for a month and a half, and we've been through all this, to coach its players and recruit them at the same time. He took less money. He wanted to go to LSU. So, like, by what objective measure then has Lane gotten the better of Keith or made him look weak? If anybody looks weak, and that's why he can't wash the host stuff off of him, it's Lane. It's why he can't. He can, like, all right, so there's this guy named Chris Spires. LSU is the better job. Okay, you think LSU is the better job? That's fine. But that's arguable in 2026 to some. You can have that opinion. I'm telling you, you think LSU is a better job than Ole Miss? Fine. Believe that. But if we're looking at the objective truth of it, Chris, it argued in good faith, Lane got his butt kicked while Ole Miss went to the semifinals of the college football playoff, fell just one play shy of playing for the first title since the 60s, returned everybody. You didn't get Trinidad because I remember, like, save this energy. Where were you? I remember the edits. I remember what Matt was promising in terms of the roster rate he was about to pull off. The hinting and not so much hinting about taking Trinidad Chambliss and the edits we saw with him in purple and gold. Same thing with Kewon Lacy, who was tampered with, not just by LSU, but by Texas. Jed Fish is talking about tampering with DeMond Williams, but not naming LSU, not because everyone.
No, it was LSU.
Yeah, it was LSU. And it's not because everyone doesn't know it was LSU. He's not naming him because Jed isn't a snitch. Jed's a guy that understands that you don't go full Dabo because everybody's hands are dirty in this.
But everybody knows it was LSU.
Here's the deal. As I'm getting worked up, here's the deal. I fall victim to it too, of playing up the persona or leaning into it, fishing with dynamite, especially for opposing fan bases. But if you really want to talk about what is true, what is objectively true, then what is objectively true is the complete opposite of what Matt said. And this has no bearing whatsoever on that. What do you want them to do? Allow it to be precedent that players can quite literally re-sign and then just leave and there be no compensation? Like, if you want that precedent, understand that in your owning of Ole Miss, you're screwing yourself. There are no protections for the schools. The last line of defense is, well, we signed so-and-so to a multi-year contract. This isn't an LSU Ole Miss thing. No one's saying, hey, Princeville, you want to go to LSU? You can go. Like, just like in your job, if you quit and try to go to a competing company, more likely than not, even though I believe most of that stuff, like buyouts and non-competes, or that they're bull crap. And I myself don't really care if they get the buyout money one way or another. That money is owed to them. This makes where players not going to, like, here's this Chris Spires guy. This makes where players not going to want to sign with Ole Miss. Actually, Ole Miss has, there's not a single player on their roster that they have signed that they were just like outspin everybody to do so. So, Chris, again, speaking out of your rear end, you have no clue what you're talking about. Ole Miss has been, in this culture, a school that means what it says and says what it means. It's just asking for fairness and equitability on the other end and getting contract fulfillments. They're actually protecting their own interest and the interest of other schools like LSU who can't get out of their own way, and that they're raising money that they claim that they have, but obviously they don't. They're raising money in back room of mansions or taking from charities like Our Lady of the Lake and then having the gall to try to stand up and play a moral superiority to Ole Miss for saying, hey, contract language should be binding. We all agree with that. If it goes to collective bargaining, that's what will happen. So in my opinion, the way I look at it is, Matt, your whole point is clownish. When held up against any kind of scrutiny and objectivity, is clownish. And he's not the only one. It's not just him, but he's the main one I've been seeing. Like him and what's that other dude's name? AYS Sports something or other. I can't remember this dude, but like I saw this. I don't know.
Your guess is as good as mine.
He said, Zach's done. Zach's so over the LSU shit. And I don't blame you. Like I am. We were going to talk about this today, but then it becomes a thing. And it's the first question asked in the chat. This AYS Sports. I think it's funny that you can defend the Clemson situation on one hand, but cry about an LSU situation on the other. My gosh. Talk about.
Okay, this is literally. Okay. The Clemson situation. Ole Miss just paid more money.
Mm-hmm.
Like why are we like this isn't like, you know, the cafeteria where you got a, you know, inside voice. We can say it. Agent asked for more money. Clemson said no. Ole Miss said, hey, we'll do it.
Sure, we got it. Our green dot middle linebacker just went to LSU. Now that we know you're in the possibility. Yeah.
Pretty cut and dry. And we've said it on this show. There's a reason why Dabo is all of a sudden not saying anything, because Cal has proof that he tampered. Ole Miss has proof that he tampered. Like, this isn't like you don't need to go to Dartmouth to figure this out. This has nothing to do like that. I don't understand that comparison where that was a pretty cut and dry NIL era recruitment in the portal.
He wanted to sign an NIL deal. He had only signed financial grant and aid papers, a rev share contract, and Ole Miss gave him one.
Yeah.
This is apples to lawn chairs. Like, it's more than that. All right, so it's funny that you had a problem with the Clemson situation. No, Ole Miss is saying, like, if it had a real problem, it would have held its own press conference and talked about the Kiwan video and all the tampering with Lane. Ole Miss acknowledges that tampering is a problem of which it is complicit, but everyone is complicit is the point. That's why Jed didn't go full Dabo. He can acknowledge, yeah, he was tampered with. Let's fix the tampering problem. No one's crying about this. They're simply saying, like, what are the protections for schools and the money's owed? You had no problem coming and taking them. Cool. Paying him $1 million. He signed a contract. It's soft. You know what's soft? Constantly suckling at the taint of Lane Kiffin and the LSU side of it when it's indefensible. Like, they should pay the buyouts. You'll say, well, Ben, you don't have that same energy for Ole Miss. Oh, I do, friend. All the time.
Look, this exact same situation happened a couple years ago to Ole Miss. And Ole Miss just, look, I talked to people at Ole Miss, and literally verbatim, multiple people just said, it is what it is. When Miami came at the last minute and got Tyler Barron after he had already moved into a house in Oxford, and Ole Miss just kind of, you know, said, hey, that's just the nature of the game now. So, you know, Ole Miss took it on the chin and just moved on. And everything was fine. Tyler Barron went to Miami, did his thing. Ole Miss moved on. That's just, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. I mean, that's just how it's going to be now. And if, you know, if you don't like it, I don't know, go find something else to like. Go get a hobby. It's still a thing, Ben. I took my 6-year-old. He bought his first set of Pokemon cards. You want a hobby? Pokemon's still thriving, buddy. Go do that. If you can't handle this, I mean, Ole Miss is. I mean, I think this is a pretty reasonable ask, right? I mean, it's, you know, I don't know the minutia of these contracts or whatever it is that were signed, but they're rev share, so they're. This is a little bit different than just a, hey, I committed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey, if you're broke, you know, just say that.
And say you're broke.
If you can't afford it, you know, we'll put you on a payment plan and we'll do that.
Just say you're broke. AYS Sports, Blake, whatever your name is, it's soft.
That happens, man. That happens. Like I saw that at a golf scramble in June. Guy ran out on his bet. And they ended up smashing the beef, and they were like, we'll put you on a payment plan. Just Venmo me once a month, dude. So.
Well, to say that it's soft or just like Carter looked during the coaching search, like, how do you say that with a straight face? Only one of those two parties threw a public fit because he didn't get what he wanted. Made up an absolute lie that has been verified as a lie about being chased off the road on his way to the airport. Like, yeah, seriously, do these people hear themselves speak? Like, you can say, we're glad to have Lane. You took him from Ole Miss. And also acknowledged that he left like a dick. And anything since then has been feeding that, because Lane never wanted to look like a bad guy. It's why he can't wash all that stuff that, was said about him off, because it's objectively true. What's objectively true is if anybody looked like a clown during that, it wasn't Keith Carter. If he'd have let him coach through the freaking playoffs, he would have. Then why did Wade Manuel, is Wayne Manuel soft? Because he said that I would have done the same thing. Wade's been in the news, but Verge Allsbury. Verge says that I'd have done the same thing that Keith Carter did. Does that make him soft? Like, what are you claiming that's soft outside of just defensive language? Because Lane Kiffin's now your man, and you're gonna suck. I mean, these guys are clowns, dude. And that's why I don't take them seriously at all. Even when they lobby criticism at us, who cares? I just wanted to set the record straight. If anybody was soft, it was the dude that's sitting down there that's had his social media accounts taken away. But don't worry, you got AYS Sports and Matt Moscona out there parroting whatever he says to him, playing y'all like fiddles. Enjoy it. You know, do what you do. Like, have some fun with it. But when y'all come in here on September 19th, y'all sure as hell better not lose. Because if you lose, you ain't going to hear the end of it forever now. Forever.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We can move off of this. Right as we started to record, I did see that this is pertinent information here. This is, you know, some stuff that Ole Miss fans would be interested in. Rivals Andy Villamarzo reported that the Baylor school has decided that Marshall Manning is going to be the backup to Keaton Croucher. If you're in the area, or if you're like me, if you're going to go to a bunch of Baylor school games this year, probably going to be some blowouts. Probably going to get a look at Marshall Manning coming in mop-up duty. We'll see if Eric Kimry and the offensive staff lets him spin it a little bit. But son of Peyton Manning will be the backup at Baylor school.
All I'm saying is if this stuff is cyclical, and Ole Miss didn't get Peyton, but it got Eli, does that mean they didn't get Art? They're gonna.
Hey, you know,
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there into the universe. And I promise, if he chooses somewhere else, Ole Miss fans aren't going to go, "Oh, look, he's soft. What a coward. What a baby."
I mean,
unlike these clowns over in Baton Rouge and Red Stick.
As the legend goes, Archie Manning told Peyton that he didn't feel like he had to go to Ole Miss because he can make his own decision. And because of the NCAA probation and all the sanctions and whatnot that was going on, Peyton decided he wanted to go to Tennessee because he wanted to have a chance at playing in the postseason. That's fair. No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. Okay.
That's a whole nother podcast we can do. But yeah, what if it is? It just skips, you know. I don't know if it's a generation or a couple generations, but yeah, Arch goes to Texas.
I didn't know what exactly it does. You know what exactly?
Maybe Marshall. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would. That would be quite the story, and would be hilarious for all of my friends that are Tennessee grads to have to deal with. But it's a long way before a 2030 Marshall Manning has to decide where he's going to go. So.
Vince Graves Sr. from Facebook says, I promise you one thing, LSU has lots and lots and lots of money. Then why are they having to raise money, like do these sudden fundraisers? Why are they having to run around in private rooms and have the governor talk up things? You know, like why? Why, if they have all this endless money?
It's a smokescreen. It's a bit.
What it sounds like is Lane just said, yeah, why, don't pay them. Nothing matters. And he's not wrong. Like, what are you going to do? You going to sue?
Lane's hoping to get this to media days, because after media days, that's when it's all just like downhill to the season. So he's kind of kicked the can down the road, and then maybe everybody will forget about it.
Yeah, just like, it's only a million, whatever, 1.4 million. No, I think it's barely a million, like 990,000, but it's a million bucks. If they're so rich, you'd think just pay to make it go away, make the headache go away, or, you know, just fulfill the contract. And no one's saying this is beef with LSU. It's the players and their representation. They're the one that signed the contract. But now LSU are saying, oh, they're just being soft. Like Keith Carter is directly negotiating with Prince William and Mom yelling at Devin Harper.
Speaking of people getting upset, or I guess the opposite of not getting upset and just, you know, being an adult and moving on, Georgia, I don't know how Georgia, like Todd Graves of Raising Cane's fame, is a Georgia grad. Did you know this?
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I found this out like earlier this summer. But like, how is that not a thing where it's like, hey, you went to school here. Why are you not giving us money? Like, I understand he's from Louisiana, yeah, but like, you went to Georgia. If you're an LSU fan, why don't you just go to LSU? Anyway, yeah, that's a bigger gripe than this right here. But
Ace of Spades brings up a good point from the chat. If Ole Miss snatched up someone bound by buyout in a contract, I have a hard time. I'd be passionate about Ole Miss not paying the buyouts for literally everywhere. How is this soft and petty? If I were in LSU side of it, if I were on that end of it, I'd say, yeah, fight it too. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Because I agree with the overall sentiment that nothing matters or is enforceable. But this is like the very last line of defense as far as school protection. This really doesn't have anything to do with LSU. No one else signed a rev share agreement and then backed out of it and left. Those two did, and they both went to the same place, which tells me, one, they wanted to be with Lane and LSU. That's fine. But also, you can't convince me that Lane didn't say, just don't pay the buyouts. Because, who cares? Who's gonna make you? Are they going to sue you? And he's not wrong. What's soft is claiming once he makes that move and brazenly does that, to go run to your Twitter accounts at AYS Sports, Matt Moscona, and go, well, it's, you know, LSU's just awesome, and y'all are a bunch of soft babies. Or maybe y'all hate the fact that y'all are being called on y'all's bullcrap these days, and no one cares or is afraid of LSU or any of y'all. No one is. They're just telling you what the deal is. No one has a better home winning percentage since 2023 than Ole Miss, and yet y'all act like Ole Miss is some little cakewalk Cinderella make-a-wish school that lost its only hope of relevancy when they did it without you. Now they got to do it for a season, but the only people acting soft here are the ones that can't get Ole Miss off their lips. Well, y'all are talking about LSU? No, we're just saying they owe buyout money. Y'all the ones that turned it into, oh, Keith Carter is soft. Keith Carter can speak for himself. He's a grown-ass man. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is like, that's not even legitimate criticism. That's not even a good faith argument. If you want to argue the LSU side of it, I can see the LSU side of it. If you're Ole Miss on that side, I'd say, yeah, don't pay it. Nothing matters. Make the people who are supposed to decide how to do these things or what to do about these things do these things. I can respect and honor that. I get that because I agree with it. What I don't agree with is casting aspersions and treating it like another rivalry piece when it's not. It has nothing really to do with that. Until y'all make it that way. And that's why we say, if anybody's obsessive in this side of the rivalry, it's y'all. Either get a clue or get some perspective and chill. But that's Lane. Lane loves this, especially when he doesn't get to have a social media account. Lane does not have the ability, the willpower, to keep himself from the thing he's most addicted to in his life these days, and that's his own self-elating, especially on Twitter. What happened? What are you watching?
What's soft is, who's offsides? Le Bleu back in. Spain's up 2-0.
See, this Chris Barnes, like, why are you here? Lane's the reason you had great record. Again, I love idiot. Go look at Lane's record before Pete and after Pete. 23-13, do the math, before Pete. And you want to talk about Lane was this? Well, then Lane was the reason why they went 8-4 when he was flirting with Auburn, which Marcel Reed recently confirmed. Then it's Lane's fault that they went 9-3 with the best defensive roster in the history of the school. The only reason they went 9-3 is because they had losses where the offense failed them, and that is on Lane. So okay, if Lane's the reason they had the record, then Lane's the reason they underperformed. Have fun with them. Like, stop slobbering all – like, he is not immune to criticism. But this doesn't even have anything to do with him. Has nothing to do with the Ole Miss LSU Lane Kiffin crap. Has nothing to do with that.
Two things can be true at the same time. He can lead you to your best season in program history, and he can also lose to Kentucky at home as a double-digit favorite. It You got it. You got to take it all. I'll tell you what, let's transition here because I do have, I think
Matt Moscona the same guy that called Brian Kelly better than Lane Kiffin, and now he's doing all of his bidding?
I believe so. All right.
Moving on.
I think this is a pretty good question to pose here.
Okay.
Which also, last thing on all of that.
Sam Hutchins is coming on from the Clarion Ledger in like 5 minutes to join us and talk a little bit more of this.
I have it on very good authority. Very good authority, like locker room authority, that Trinidad and Kiwan were not remotely close to leaving. So
the only thing that made it
say
close
what you
was,
want.
Well, no, I push back that a little bit against that a little bit. I know who you probably got some of that from, and they're not wrong. I will say though, like in terms of wanting to stay at Ole Miss, if they could just all things equal stay at Ole Miss, they just would have stayed at Ole Miss. They liked it here. The difference was the money being thrown around from other potential schools in the tampering portal. Do y'all know how much Texas – I mean, yeah, Texas badly wanted Kiwan.
Yeah, I was going to say Texas was the bigger threat there.
Yeah.
That also kind of came back to, like, some old-school recruiting where, like, I think both Kiwan and especially Trinidad because he's older, I think they got to that point where they're just like, I don't want to move anymore. And so I like
it. If you get the money in the ballpark, I'll stay here. And that's exactly what happened. Like, all Kiwan's right. taking less money to play at Ole Miss, but he's still getting paid something crazy. He's like $2.8 million. Yeah. Man's a millionaire.
All right, so here's my question. I think
I love this. Hold on. Other coaches are going to use this as a recruiting tool against Ole Miss. Oh, that Ole Miss believes that if you sign a contract that you should be held to it. Oh, that you have to be a person that means what you say and says what you mean. Please use that against them. Because guess what? That proof of concept is why they kicked your butt in the portal over the last decade.
Yeah. All right.
As you were.
Okay, so I think it's number one with a bullet here for SEC Media Days. If you want to power rank the representatives from each school, I think Ole Miss is number one. And I think a close second is Texas with Trevor Goosby, Arch Manning, and Colin Simmons. But I think Trinidad Chambliss, Will Eccles, and Kiwan Lacy is about as good of a three-person representative that you can have.
Yes.
I think it's Ole Miss and Texas above everybody.
Okay.
And then I think you would go
hold Georgia. That thought. Hold that thought. I want to talk about this. Sam Hutchins is going to Media Day. Zach is going to be there for Ole Miss's day. Jake's going to be there for multiple days. Brad's going to be there for multiple days. And then there's Ben. Ben's going to be in the chair doing this because they all wanted to go to Media Days. So somebody's got to hang back and be the man in the chair. I will be that man in the chair. And today, what Zach is touching on is the SEC Media Day attendees were announced. For all 16 schools, Ole Miss is going on Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yes. So, nope.
Wait.
Yep.
Wednesday, 22nd.
Alabama's taking Xavien Brown, Ryan Coleman-Williams, and Bray Hubbard. Arkansas is taking Caden Kittler, Quincy Rhodes Jr., and Sutton Smith. Auburn's taking Champ Anthony, Byron Brown, Alex McPherson. Let's just show them on the screen. Florida's taking Jaden Baugh.
That SEC podcast tweeted a pretty nice graphic. Or are you pulling the site?
Yeah, let's put it up.
A little bit easier.
But of all of these groups, like, first of all, I want the chat to tell me. I could get Bull Daughtry back on the pod. He's going to be one of the player representatives for Ole Miss. Like, last year, Ole Miss had Caden Lee, Austin Simmons, and Bull Daughtry.
What?
And they're all different places. So no to TJ coming on the pod?
No, you don't need that. He's not going to say anything in it. No.
Okay, fine. Of all of these player representatives, I think Ole Miss has got the strongest representation. Let's see what Sam Hutchins of the Clarion Ledger thinks. He joins us now. Hey, Sam, how we doing?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well.
Are you fired up about SEC Media Days in a week?
You know, someone sent to me, have you checked the weather out there that week?
Yes, apparently.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like hurricanes or something out there. I haven't actually, done my looking in the weather app and all that, but I'm a little curious what's it even going to look like if it gets bad out there.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I do know if it's held and if Ole Miss gets there, it's taking Trinidad, Chambliss, Will Eccles, and Kiwan Lacy. I predicted that like yesterday. I said, this is the most slam dunk choices ever. We're trying to figure out, is this like the most or the best represented as far as who the team's going to be and their like star studded player reps of anybody at SEC Media Days? Cause Zach thinks so. And I think so too.
Yeah, it's strong. It's always, I think you just brought it up, such a reminder of how much can change in 12 months. And you rattle off the three guys that were here last year representing Ole Miss. And it's just what a wild world we live in where, all three of those guys could have been here representing different teams. One of them mm-hmm. is, but, you know, you could have just as easily had Caden or Austin. So, what a crazy time.
I'm shocked that Caden and or Austin, one of those two at least, isn't going to be there for Missouri. I'm kind of stunned. Meanwhile, the most non-surprising thing ever is that Lane's trolling with his picks. But leaving off Sam Levitt was interesting. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it surprised me. I guess, you know, you never really know with these things what coaches are kind of more – hey, like, let's help out the media, and they want to talk to this guy versus using it as kind of a political thing of, hey, you know, this is like a shout out to you. You're a team captain. You've been doing great in the offseason. And I've talked with former players, and they love doing it, guys. Like, don't get that mistaken. You get the private jet treatment. You get a fun day. And so most of the guys that I've talked to in the past from years ago at various colleges – they've either wanted to do it or kind of been jealous that, you know, oh man, you know, maybe I don't get to skip workouts today and do something fun instead. So I take it with a grain of salt just because maybe it's a shout out to, hey, you know, you've been leading the freshmen in workouts and stuff. So congratulations.
I mean, would Sam Levitt have to like ride around on a scooter at Media Days if he went, or how would that look?
That's the other thing. If you don't want questions, he don't have to take them.
I mean, I think I feel pretty comfortable that Lane Kiffin is not looking to appease the media one bit with his picks of who's going.
And I sort of remember last year, of course, in our world, LSU at the podium will be notable, quite notable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I sort of remember last year that Lane was maybe a little more dialed back or, you know, at media day. And I think Lane's at his element, at his best, I guess, so to speak, when he's, you know, talking with McAfee or talking with the Pardon My Take guys. And that's when he cuts it loose. But he doesn't really cut it loose like that, you know, in a long day when he's staring at the faces of, you know, 300 reporters from who knows where. So I may be expecting, you know, not as many fireworks as other people are thinking, but who knows?
What is the one thing you want to know from Ole Miss from SEC Media Days before I ask you about this buyout stuff that Zach's trying to avoid?
The one thing I want to know.
Sam Hutchins, he's going to Tampa, and he's going to brave the hurricane weather, all right? You're going to take a rain jacket, some rain boots, and by golly, you're not coming home until you learn this.
You know what I want, Ben? I would like to have I would like to actually hear from Trinidad. Hey, what is it like to go from a spot where – 2 years ago, like your LinkedIn page mattered a lot to now, you know, and hey, my LinkedIn page has always mattered. You know, that's no shade. That's great. But to go from that to, hey, now you are making give or take $5 or $6 million. And now you're being talked about in the NFL circles. Like you weren't that kid who was told how great he was since he was 14 years old. So that's what I'd like to know. You know, the story now is not who's this guy from Ferris State. The story is what has it been like to be that guy and now this guy in the span of a year. It's been as meteoric of a rise, I feel like, as you can have in the sport. So that's what I'd like to know about if Trinidad's able to open up about that at all.
Are you going to stay all week or are you just going to be there for Ole Miss and come home?
Oh, I'll be there 2 days. You know, if I'm out there, I may as well stick around for the LSU day, and I'll be traveling with our state reporter, so they go the same day as state. So I'll be working there a couple days, I think. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And you can just make multiple appearances on Talk of Champions. It'll be great. And I know you're looking forward to that. I'm just saying, like, it's all there for you. Are you going to ask anybody about buyout stuff, or what is your take of this buyout story that's really popping up? I actually wrote a story a couple of weeks ago for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fit of On 3, that Ole Miss is still owed buyout money on Prince Will and and Devin Harper a little bit less than $1 million. So really, if it's not that big of a deal, just pay $1 million. It's, you know, if you don't, you know, what would look really bad, less about suing the players, if the school that claims that they're paying more money and have more resources and everything can't spend the $1 million to take care of their players. But that's just me. What do you think, Sam, about this story that's come out in regards to Ole Miss being owed money and Keith Carter, as you referenced today, saying that they could essentially sue? Do you think that's real?
Yeah. No, that's a real quote. That's real. Here's the deal on that. I think that, and I appreciate the people reading and stuff. And you know, it's fun for July 14th. But if you spin the wheel and put two random school names in this, it matters less, right? Mm-hmm. If this is, you know, Louisville suing Kent State, right? It just, these two teams are. Magnets for controversy and buzz right now. So I think that's an element of this. But I mean, the way I read it, and you know me, Ben, I'm an Ole Miss reporter. I'm not an Ole Miss guy. I like to think that I'm seeing this clearly and I'm pretty neutral. But yeah, my stance is, I didn't see much other option than Ole Miss to go to court, because there's no NCAA police on this kind of thing. That's kind of your only option if you want. You know, you reported, Ben, that it's about $1 million between the two guys, and I think that it is the position of strength to be like, hey, you know, this is $1 million, and Keith told me, I put it in the story, that Ole Miss has paid some of these, right? They've paid buyouts on the other end of this to get players, so I understand wanting to recoup that. And I think the tough part in that is I think it's a reasonable action, but it has, you know, the headline has nuance, because you would be suing the two players, right? You wouldn't technically be suing LSU. Now, the nuance is that, just like if I were to go, you know, take another job and I had a contract clause in my buyout that if I left, I'd need to pay that company $400,000. I would address that with my new company and say, hey, you know, you factor that in, right? And so in college football, it has become commonplace. It has become the standard for the incoming school to, you know, that's part of the negotiations, and the incoming school takes care of it, right? I don't think that either of these players had it in their mind when they transferred that, oh, well, you know, I will cough up myself $500,000. But the nuance there, that I think the tough part is, the headline would be you'd have to sue the player. But you know, yeah, you guys understand that it's more complicated than that. And ultimately you're just trying to get $1 million from your arch rival, which I understand, you know, that's kind of your responsibility to your donors and the people that you're asking to give you money.
I think that's well put. And I would only add to it that, this really isn't an Ole Miss LSU thing. This is more about the last line of defense for any schools in a culture where there is nothing enforceable, no guardrails and rules. Just like if you have the energy of, oh, Ole Miss deserves to get got for Clemson and Dabo and tampering and all that, you should have the exact same energy here then. You know what I mean? Like, because you're arguing for law in a lawless land. And for me, until the adults in the room, which I don't even think there are anymore, will step up and change something, the schools, this is all they got to defend. Why you would want them to do that? If you were an LSU person and this happened to you, oh, it wasn't for LSU. Okay. If it did, right, would you not, just as you were paying out buyout money, or Ole Miss paid out buyout money, wouldn't you want to be able to get that back in return? It's one of the few protections you got.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned a little earlier on, Ben, that like I kind of get it, right? If I'm LSU, I understand not volunteering that money, right? And you know, you may test the waters and see, hey, are they really going to come after me for this? And you know, as far as I know, the lawsuit has not been filed yet. So you know, I understand not, you know, dancing and, you know, being the first in line to hand your arch rival $1 million in a briefcase. So I'm not calling out LSU for anything that's not competitive and what is commonplace in the college football landscape. But Ole Miss has an option to that, and their option is to try to get it in court.
All right. So as we sit today and turning toward fall camp, I'll get you out of here with this. I told you 10 minutes and I'm a man of my word. I mean what I say what I mean. So I told Sam we'll talk buyout stuff. But before I get you out of here, sitting here right now, a few days before SEC Media Days, the unofficial kickoff of college football season. Plus you got camp coming up, fall camp. What is your read, your feel on Ole Miss football right here? Now, somebody asked me on the board, they're like, hey, Ben, if you had to project a record, I said 10-2. Now, they also asked for LSU's, and I said 9-4 with a loss in their bowl game. But we're not going there.
It's kind of crazy to me because the best two players and the two players that national folks or just casual fans of college football can name are Trinidad and Kiwon. I do think that the defense is going to be really good. And maybe some of that is me going to the Rebel road trip caravan a couple days ago and hearing Pete Golden kind of cut loose a little more and really hype up the crowd and talk about how excited he is, and he's a defensive guy. I think that there's a world where this Ole Miss team has a better roster than last year. Here's the problem. They won a lot of close games last year, right? So you can have a better roster and win less games. If the coin flips don't go your way, every single team, maybe minus 2019 LSU, plays coin flip games. So that's a long way of avoiding the record prediction question, Ben, but because we're friends, I'll give you,
that's what I wanted.
I will give you, let's go. How many games are in a season?
12.
Yeah. Where I settle is ultimately I think that they'll be playing in either a first round college football game, home or away. So that's whether that's 10-2, whether that's they try to sneak them in at 9-3 or what that looks like. But I sort of feel like they'll be playing in a first round college football game.
He's Sam Hutchins of the Jackson Clarion Ledger. He'll be at SEC Media Days, a regular contributor to Talk of Champions, and an incredibly talented and gracious and kind human being. Thank you for coming on, my friend. I appreciate you, and we'll do it again.
Anytime, guys.
That's Sam Hutchins of the Clarion Ledger. Man, I love Sam. He's absolutely awesome. Brian Hunn, 9632, dropping a Twinkie on us and says, if you didn't watch Matt's video, then don't say anything. I didn't. Matt actually agreed with Ole Miss's owed the money. Okay, good. Then what did all the soft stuff come from? And saying how Keith Carter's getting punked here like he got punked during the exit? What is that? Because I have fundamental disagreements with that. This is Talk of Champions. I've been Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Zach Berry at Zach _ Berry. We both write and cover Ole Miss sports for the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and affiliative on 3. That's the QR code right above Zach's head. And if you try us out today for $1, you get 5 days free before it switches to an annual sub, and you can talk about this stuff with us all the time. We'd love to have you. It's the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and affiliative on 3. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. Let's hear from some of them now, and we'll come right back. This is Talk of Champions.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends. I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Fiber and wireless, together at last. The One Plan. Fiber and wireless for $99 a month with a 5-year price guarantee and a free 5G phone for everyone. Fiber and wireless for $99 a month with a 5-year price guarantee. C-Spire. Customer inspired.
One thing I've learned over the years doing this job is that you never really know what somebody else is carrying. We spend a lot of time talking football, recruiting, and Ole Miss. But life's a lot bigger than sports. Everybody goes through seasons where they need somebody to talk to. That's one reason I found BetterHelp's latest State of Stigma report interesting. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise. Yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. It's kind of a reminder that even though we've gotten better about talking about mental health, asking for help can still be difficult. If somebody in your life is struggling, don't be afraid to encourage them to talk to someone. Sometimes having that conversation is the hardest step. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com. Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions. One thing I've realized covering Ole Miss is I'm almost always on the move. Whether it's football camps, SEC media days coming up, baseball or basketball, I'm living out of my truck half the summer. That's one reason I've become such a fan of Quince. I've been wearing their linen shirts a lot lately because they're lightweight, breathable, and comfortable enough to wear all day, whether I'm outside covering recruiting or sitting down to record Talk of Champions. They just work. I also like that Quince cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting really high-quality clothing without paying luxury brand prices. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. Quince.com/TOC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TOC. Our thanks to C Spire and Game Day Haircuts. Our thanks to the Hearn Law Firm, as well as Shed Hunger of Modern Woodmen of America. For any of your life insurance needs, or if you're just looking for a plan yourself, Shed's the guy to call. Using a variety of tools, he'll help you out, including life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, and variable annuities. He's got it all covered. Call him at 662-442-4723. 662-442-4723. It's popping off in the chat. Kendrick, the LSU fan, has got it stirred up, and Ole Miss fans are going hard at him back. So if you got any questions, let us know. Thank y'all for joining us here on Talk of Champions. And Zach, kind of going back to what you're talking about with SEC Media Day, what we were talking about before we talked to Sam, SEC Media Days and the announced list, which was today. do you think Ole Miss has the best representation group? I don't really want to do the whole rank choice thing, but Arch being there with Texas is pretty.
I think across the board, all three players. I think it's Ole Miss, Texas, and then I'd put Oklahoma third with John Mateer, Eddie Pierre-Louis, and Taylor Wine. Then you got a bunch of schools. Well, I put Georgia in there too. Gunnar Stockton, Raylan Wilson, then Drew Bobo is a good story. And then pretty much everybody else, it's like a good pairing. It's not all three. Like I think with South Carolina, you got Nick Harbor, Lenora Sellers. That's two pretty solid ones right there. I think the Tre'Dez Green, Whit Weeks combo is pretty solid. You got Kelly Jones, Kamario Taylor from Mississippi State is pretty interesting because Kelly Jones has kind of turned himself into a
dude,
potential day one NFL draft guy. And then Kamario Taylor, obviously all the potential, all the intrigue in the world with some of the flashes that he showed last year. That's kind of it. Like, I mean, Vernell Brown the third and Jaden Ball, Florida. Okay, I'll give him that. Two guys right there. Somebody that I think is probably going to have a rough time, just a lot of questions, and is going to have to, he won't be able to hide, is Byron Brown at Auburn. A lot of pressure, first year coach, guy coming over with his coach from South Florida. I think he's going to be, you know, under that heat lamp with everybody for the week. Alabama, kind of interesting where, you know, Ryan Williams is a household name, or I guess Ryan Coleman Williams, excuse me. Bray Hubbard from Ocean Springs. He's turned into a dude for Alabama in the secondary. And then Xavier Brown. It was interesting. I think 9 of the 16 are sending a quarterback. So not everybody's sending a quarterback, which is always kind of the easy, you know, free square, if you will, for media days. You know, no quarterback for Bama, no quarterback for Arkansas. No quarterback for Florida. I think that's pretty telling. No quarterback for Missouri. No quarterback for LSU. No quarterback for Tennessee. I mean, for the most part, those situations are you either don't know who the quarterback is yet, or it's someone that you probably feel better staying home than having to go run the gauntlet of, you know, Radio Row. Looking forward to seeing Marcel Reed, talking to him, catching up with him. He's kind of turned things around and
he'll be there same day as Ole Miss.
Yeah, quite the ball player for A&M. He's found a good spot there. It's a good spot for him. He's done well. I'll be interested to see what kind of swagger the Vanderbilt players have. It's a much different program
it'd
now.
It'd been pretty baller if they'd brought Jared Curtis.
Yeah, or Diego Pavia just came.
Just showed up. It's like, I have nothing else to do. You know, like, sure.
Yeah. I will say, if Jared Curtis went, he would be able to handle it. He interviews well. He knows the deal.
Most of those kids at this point are media trained.
Yeah.
Like, really media trained. that's part of the whole deal, you know?
Yeah, so, it's going to be fun. It's always I kind of look at it as kind of like one of those media family reunions where you get to catch up with everybody that you see once a year.
That's why you're going. You miss your peoples. You want to see your peoples. He doesn't get to see his peoples as often as you used to.
It's part of the job. You want to go and mm-hmm. do that and do well for our subscribers. But also, it's good to see, you know, guys that I don't get to see a lot. And mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of one of those tradition type things where I get to, you know, go say what's up to, you know, my boy Steven Hartzell, and, you know, some of the older, you know, Michael Felder. Get to see, you know, Brooks Austin, my guy.
I want all of them on the pod. I'm going to be sitting my butt, not getting to be there and raising my hand. If I don't get to be there, the least y'all can do is bring it to me in the chair so that I can bring it to the peoples. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you and Brad just find each other and all that, and let's do the thing.
Business practice, you know, it'll be a premium content item first, and then we'll have it on the podcast network as well in audio form. But, I think it's great because you get to you know, I told Jake, you know, it's kind of one of those like media fish in a barrel where you can just get opinions, you can get takes, you can get thoughts from just about anybody in the media space for SEC football. And that's what I think is great because, you know, a couple of years ago, it was like the first time I ever talked to Matt Moscona, and we sat there and we talked LSU Ole Miss. And then you can talk to, you know, anybody. I talked to guys from Arkansas. I talked to, you know, Jacob Hester a little bit one year. You know, and
Jacob
everybody
will be there. Go get Jacob on this thing. Jacob will be there.
Everybody there knows the deal, and everybody's always, you know, willing to be gracious with their time. And I think that that's what our subscribers want. They want to hear from people and see what they think about this
team. I agree.
Because I think I agree with Sam.
All I'm saying is this. Get everybody. Get three for the show, three for the site. That's what I'm saying. Let's bring all angles. We don't have to serve two masters. We serve all masters. The churn, man. If you're going to be there and not let me be there, then let's hustle with it. This is Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. Sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit, that QR code above his head. $1 to try us out for 5 days. That's how you can help me, Brad, Zach out the most, to sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit. A lot of you responded to that, and we're so thankful for it. Who's going to be next? Who's going to introduce themselves to the Ole Miss Spirit and tell us, hey, Ben, I signed up because of Talk of Champions. I'm thinking about starting like some type of giveaway, even if it's one of you LSU people in the chat, like Kendrick. Like, it's fine. Maybe we'll get them to sign up, and they can win the giveaway, and it's going to be something good. I even mentioned the PS5, but then I looked at the prices of those things. Oh, boy. We'll see. At Eli Holloway 6651. Any word on the late round draft picks and Fawley and Robertson for sure? Not for sure, but I would be stunned if Austin Fawley did not sign with the Braves, who drafted him in the 19th round. The only player that was drafted that I'm remotely thinking has a possibility to come back is JP Robertson. Even him, I think, is going to sign, but there's been nothing definitive come of that. What about Caleb Koski? That's the Indiana transfer that was reported about at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate on three. By me, and yesterday he arrived on campus, or he was on campus as of yesterday. Tried to get an update today, hadn't gotten one, but on campus, and Ole Miss has a need in its lineup for specifically a corner outfielder, especially if the Clemson transfer takes over at third for one Judd Unimark. And what about Mojave King for basketball that you mentioned? Still in wait-and-see mode there. I think at least one of these assistant jobs that are still open is directly tied to him, but it's 50-50. It's a toss-up. It's a coin flip, and I don't know which way it's going to go. But, yeah, there's no predetermined date. The NCAA is considering about 60 kids in Power Four with that ruling from May and deciding whether or not they're going to let them play. And what they ruled was they were going to be tougher and stricter on, you know, international kids, and now 60 people are waiting, including Mojave King.
I saw a list of plaintiffs, and AJ Storr was on there. Guys trying to get an extra year.
Yeah.
Don't know. I'm not saying that if AJ Storr gets another year, he'll be back at Ole Miss. I have no idea. But it's a thing. Like, guys are out there trying to get another year. Yeah, Mojave King, yeah, it's still – I'd probably say it's like 60-40. I think Ole Miss is still kind of bullish and – cautiously optimistic there. The Caleb Koski, he hasn't said a word. I think he's probably either wrapping things up or has already wrapped up and will probably have a decision at some point soon. And I think you nailed it with, I think Fawley signs and then JP Robertson would probably be someone that I think is at least mulling it over. I will say this.
He's going to sign too.
Yeah, probably. I will say this as we close. Don't sleep on Christian Doty replacing Judd Unimark. A lot of people are big believers in him.
Or in the corner outfield, I've heard too, but yes.
Yeah. Super athletic, big kid. I talked to one of his former coaches yesterday, just raves about him, says that he thinks that he's real deal and could potentially play right away next year. Judd Unimark, obviously the program's all-time leader in home runs, but you know, I think the landing could be a little soft if Christian Doty steps up and plays pretty well. You know, maybe shades of a Zach Miller type, you know, freshman year.
Zach Miller. I remember Zach Miller.
Zach's a great dude. Look at Kendrick, our LSU fan. He says, I like Ben fine. I like you fine too, Kendrick. Yeah. I can't say what that means, but because if I did, But so all I'm saying is, it's not that serious. It's really not, to kind of bring this around and land the plane here. It's not that serious. This really isn't an Ole Miss LSU issue. it's just a contract thing and how there are no rules. Same energy you had for Clemson, just have for this.
Just go to 2-year contracts.
Well, that's why Caleb Cunningham isn't an LSU Tiger. Well,
yeah, just make them all. Whether portal or high school, when you sign, it's a 2-year deal.
I like Kendrick too. You're welcome around anytime. But all I ask is that you're going to hear me say multiple times when Ole Miss is in the wrong, admit when LSU's in the wrong. That's all I'm saying. And LSU's not in anything right now. This isn't an LSU issue. This Ole Miss is owed buyout money. It itself has paid buyout money, including Luke Farrelly. That y'all say, well, something. What bad then happen if there is no recourse? If there are no rules, everyone agrees tampering is a problem, right?
Yeah.
Let's look. I think we won Kendrick over. He said, "Facts, Ben. I'm with you on the exact." It's not an LSU Ole Miss thing here. That's why I don't. I just think, be it Blake on AYS or Matt, if you frame it in a way that ties it back to Lane's exit and all that stuff, and calling Keith Carter soft. That's what I'm pushing back against. I've said it already in this hour as we wrap this up, and I'll let you close it out with final thoughts. But, like, I get from the LSU side saying, don't pay it. Like, I know Lane said that. I can see it. I've heard him say it on Ole Miss's side. Like, why? Well, who's going to stop you? I don't blame them in that way because there are no adults in the room. But the like, arguing anything other than Ole Miss is owed buyout money and hadn't been paid. Like, this is it, until, like, there's nothing else to it than that. Oh, no, something happened.
No,
Sam Smith says, can we all just get along and hate Dabo together? I hate no one.
Are they doing that? They're just showing some poor little, you know, 4-year-old girl that's cheering for France. She's crying. Don't show her on TV. Mean. Come on.
That's just mean. Leave that little girl alone. I cried. When Bryce Drew hit the freaking shot from Valpo, the Valpo game when I was 10 years old in front of my friends and everybody in my den in New Albany. Okay? Imagine if they'd have put that for the world to see. I'd have always been, instead of being the guy that called Lane a hoe, I'd have been the guy that cried because Bryce Drew wrecked his life when he was 10. You know what I mean? Like, leave the kids alone. Let her grieve. I understand where she's coming from. So do you like or dislike LSU media outlets, Ben? I'm just wondering. I'll think the world of Shea Dixon. I have known Shea for, oh my gosh, since 2008. He's a friend, and I think the world of him. I have a lot of friends on that beat. I can think of a lot of guys I like. I don't dislike really anyone. I just push back when I think that their beat, like, we can argue about the things we like. We all like college sports. Y'all like LSU. We cover Ole Miss. We talk about Ole Miss. Like, from the point of view of, if I think something's wrong, I'm going to push back against it. But it isn't personal. It's just business. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about Matt. Like, I'll take anything this personal with Matt Moscona. I'm not worried. Like, I'm not taking it personal with Blake. That's not it. That's why I feel when it gets personal, like something calling Keith Carter a coward because of this, that's just asinine to me. So I just try to be honest. But I did quote Project Pat. You're right, Doug. I just quoted Project Pat. And if I'd have said a zebra can't change his stripes, would he have said anything about me calling him a zebra? We're going and rehashing things again. Final thoughts before we get out of here, buddy.
Project Pat and Juicy J have a new album coming out. So there you go.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be any good, but
I don't know either.
They're making new music. But yeah, looks like Spain's moving on to the finals. And then we'll have England and Argentina tomorrow.
I've got the perfect closer. Are you ready for the perfect closer? I've been doing my bins all day AMA. Ask me anything on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Affiliative on 3. Sign up today. You can join in today and ask me a bunch of questions. And I got stumped on question one, and we said we're going to talk about it here at 3 p.m. So let's finish with this.
I got an answer for you.
That a boy.
I mean, it's not great. It doesn't matter. At this point, I think Ole Miss is primarily focusing on flips.
I agree. Can I ask the question and then you answer it and then we close? Okay, here we go. From @C_Con88 on the Ole Miss Spirit message board, you join us today for $1 with that QR code. You could ask a question too. Ben, any predictions on the next commitment, possibly not named David Gabriel George or Trey Martin? They're not getting DGG. He's going to Tennessee or Ohio State. Maybe he surprises all of us. And then we could talk about Trey Martin like we did yesterday more in depth, and we'll do that the next time Zach's on, probably on Thursday. You game for a Thursday show? Maybe we'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Nobody jumps off the top of my head is what I said, which is essentially what you told me on the phone. I said, I'm potting with Zach at three. We'll try to come up with the names by then. All right, Zach, here we go. Any predictions on the next commitment?
I mean, not it won't be imminent, but I mean, it'll be a flip of some kind at some point.
I like that.
Don't know. I did give, like somebody asked in order of how likely the flip is. I said Tay Walden, Caden Moss, and Benny Easter Jr.
Let's do that real quick. Rank. All right. If I gave you Benny Easter, Caden Moss, Trey Martin, ranked 1 to 3. See? 1 to 3. 1 being most likely, 3 being least likely. Go.
I mean, Caden Moss, 1. Probably say Trey Martin, 2, and Benny Easter, 3, but it's a big gap between 1 and 2 there because I've asked around about the Trey Martin Instagram thing.
You're not buying?
And everybody's just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, well, I thought it was interesting because LSU now has three running back commits in this class. They can always process one.
They got absolutely screwed in the 0-3 re-ranking, by the way. LSU did. Like, Marvin and Getsup dropped a star, which is nonsense to me. But, like, okay, Ole Miss still has a record 13 blue chippers. Like, LSU has no 5 stars anymore. Like, 5 4 stars and 11 3 stars.
Yeah, there's
– they got hit.
Several programs that, like, Notre Dame has multiple, A&M has multiple, Texas has multiple, I believe. It's pretty top-heavy team rankings right now. But, yeah, it's gonna be a good finish for Ole Miss. I think if you're an Ole Miss fan, it's not sexy to say, well, it's probably just going to be a flip. But at least you get to narrow the scope and you can kind of focus on, you know, 5, 6 dudes where you're not having to worry about, you know, 30. But who knows? Because, you know, hand up, accountability. Like, Colton Johnson kind of came out of nowhere. So it could certainly happen again. There could be someone that wants to jump in, and if the Ole Miss staff thinks that they're legit, then come on board. But until then, I think it's probably going to be a flip at some point, because we are getting to that point of the summer where guys are wrapping up 7-on-7s and they're getting ready to start prepping for senior year. So a lot of guys are going to be shutting things down for a little bit, and then they'll start doing game day visits in the fall.
The question from the chat from JJ Vlogs 8963, Ahmad isn't a 5-star. I got that little bit about no 5 stars, 5 4-stars from CJ at TigerBait.com. I think the world of CJ. That's another one of those media guys. I think he's awesome, and he's a really kind dude, and he cares.
Industry ranking 5-star, but we're talking about like the rivals, the new rivals, 300. He's a 4-star.
Yeah, in the new Rivals 300, he's a 4-star. He's been dropped to a 4-star, and that's what we're talking about. And Rivals, man, I mean, that's been the industry standard for since as long as I can remember. Those guys know what they're doing, but, man, some got. Marvin Getsup got dropped, and he's 6'7", 270. I don't know how any of that. That's Steven Yost exactly over it like me. No, Zach's happy. I like the Handy Andy's hat.
Yes, yeah, this is a good one. I've had this one. I mean, this hat's probably, I don't know,
that's
30 years old, 32 years old.
If you need health insurance, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449, 601-953-8449, online with quoteswithdrew.com. Last question, we'll wrap it up, and I'll give it to Zach at Zach Smith or Sam Smith 4902. Does Ole Miss finish with the top 12 class?
Yes, I think so. I think there's some commits that have a real shot at moving up, and I do think Ole Miss will get at least one or two big flips. But yeah, and then, high school, yes, and then you also factor in after the season with the portal if you want to combine the, you know, combine portal pickups. And 14 right now, 15? I think they're at 15. Yeah, they got a shot.
Especially if you get Caden Moss, Trey Martin. We'll see. Yeah, I can see top 12. The question is, could they squeak in the top 10? That I don't know. This has been Talk of Champions. It'll be Island Time in Tampa next week. One of three player representatives for Ole Miss going to SEC Media Days. The others, Kewon Lacy and William Eccles. The Ole Miss Spirit Talk of Champions will be well represented in Tampa. So please stop by and see us if you want to. Zach will be there. Brad will be there. Jake will be there. I drew the short straw. I'll be in the chair like Ned while Peter Parker swinging around Hell's Kitchen with Daredevil. I'll be sitting in the chair as the man in the chair, but I look forward to bringing all of SEC Media Days to you with help from our guys on the ground through Talk of Champions and at the Ole Miss Spirit. That QR code above Zach's head, scan it today. Join for $1. How you can help me, how you can help Zach, how you can help Brad Logan, sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit. Join us for $1. Give us a shot. And we'd love to see you. That's where we live all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit. Thanks to all of y'all for joining us in the chat. Y'all were absolutely awesome. Even the LSU guys, man, y'all were fun. Y'all weren't like most of the LSU fans that get in the chat. A little provocative, but not really. Y'all just wanted to talk ball, and that's what we like to do here at Talk of Champions. And more ball to be talking tomorrow and the next day and the next day here on Talk of Champions. Be on the lookout. Another live show. We'll join you then. Bye, Zach. Appreciate you, man.
See you, buddy. How's it going?
Oh, at the Revolution.